This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Service on your side. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours answering all your healthcare questions. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I'll share with you almost 30 years on the front lines taking care of patients every single day. My experience, help you get to the next step. If you have a problem, if you have a symptom, a sign of something, and you don't know what the diagnosis is, because that's key. You can't begin to treat anything in medicine until you know what the diagnosis is, because then you're just guessing. So if you have any issues that have yet to be diagnosed, that's the first step. Don't think about treatment unless it's an emergency, and then sometimes you have to make your best guess, but 99% of the time, you first make a diagnosis before you even think about treatment. And I'd like to help you. If you've been to the doctor and they can't diagnose what's going on, give me a shot at it. If they have diagnosed it and they've suggested some treatments and you're not happy with the suggestions, I'll provide you evidence-based answers to your healthcare questions, starting with the simplest, the gentlest, the kindest ways to approach these things. And I take the best of both worlds. I'm as well-trained traditionally as they come, but I'm not allergic to evidence-based alternative medicine. So I take a blended approach. I've been trained at some of the finest medical schools. I've been very, very fortunate. I was both an MD and a PhD student at the University of Pennsylvania. I was in their medical scientist training program. And then I went off to Duke University Medical Center, and I was an intern and medical resident there. And then I went west to the University of California in San Francisco, and I trained additionally in cardiology. And since about 1988, I've been in the same town, about 25 miles northwest of Orlando, a lovely place called Mount Dora, practicing cardiology, circulation problems from head to toe. And one of my passions is trying to keep up with all of the medical breakthroughs that occur. There are thousands of medical journals, thousands of publications each week in medicine. I try to filter the most important ones, the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle to, most importantly, improve the quality of your life and maybe even keep you on planet Earth a little bit longer. So along the way, I promise you I'll keep you up to date on what I think are the most important health breakthroughs of the week, and most importantly, I'll take your calls. Get out your pen and paper, because I promise you by the end of the 2 hours, the lines are going to be full and you won't be happy. You'll try to get through, so get through a little early. Here's the number. It's really easy to remember. It's 1-888, that's 3-8s, double fives, that's 2-5, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. So 1-888, that's 3-8s, 55-25s, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. And if you want it all in numbers, it's 1-888-553-7536. One more time, 1-888-553-7536. Michael will get you get your call answered, and he'll get you ready to talk with us and try to get your question in as pithy a form as possible so we can take as many calls, and we'll get you on the air quickly. The nice thing about it, there's no bill, there's no paperwork, and hopefully it won't take you too long to get on, and we'll try and get to all your questions. If you have a question about yourself, your spouse, the kids, your parents, grandparents, a friend, I'd be glad to answer any one of them. I think one of the most important breakthrough reports this week of great practicality came out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, and it deals with preventing the number one cause of death in America. The number one cause of death in America is a stroke, is a heart attack. The number one disabler in America is a stroke, but the number one killer in America is a heart attack. And what I like to do is empower my patients to take charge, take responsibility of their bodies, and do things that they can help themselves to get rid of all this havoc. And the fascinating results of this study is the conclusion is that 4 out of 5 heart attacks can be prevented if people follow a certain lifestyle. Men who did not smoke, walk or bike for at least 40 minutes per day, exercise at least 1 hour per week, consume 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol daily, and follow a diet with, are you ready? Fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, reduced fat dairy products, whole grains, and fish, they reduce their heart attack rates by a whopping 86%. Also very important is a waist size measuring less than 38 inches is also associated with fewer heart attacks. So this study in a very reputable journal, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, all the cardiologists read this each month, comes out, and let me go over these lifestyle changes again because I think we all need to add these to our life. Men who did not smoke, they walk or bike for at least 40 minutes per day, exercise at least 1 hour per week, consume 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol daily, and follow a diet with fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, reduced fat dairy products, whole grains, and fish, again, reduce their heart attack rates by 86%. I think that this is a lifestyle we could all adapt. It's really not that challenging. It actually looks pretty enjoyable. And if this is adapted, I may get home a little earlier, and that certainly wouldn't be a bad thing. And I'd love to help you prevent the number one killer of Americans. So join us, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Next, we're going to be talking about how breast cancer may be related to an increasing skirt size on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories of the last century.
Come on, sweetie. Let's blow out the candle.
And today, the CDC recommends vaccines to help prevent more than 15 diseases.
Happy 12th birthday.
Vaccination is important, not only for babies and young children, but throughout your entire lifetime.
Happy birthday, Mom.
To learn more about vaccines for all stages of life, talk to your healthcare provider or visit lifetimeofvaccines.com, a public service of Healthy Women and Merck.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness. And parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. And I'm with you each week at this time. I bring you up to date on all the healthcare news, and I also answer your calls from head to toe. Let's kick off the festivities in Fabens, Texas with Oscar. Oscar, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Oscar.
Good morning, doctor.
Welcome.
I have a rheumatologist that has prescribed methotrexate for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
And he's adamant about having it administered by injection. He says it's faster, quicker, more effective. Is there an alternative to methotrexate, which has a lot of side effects? And why does it have to be by injection?
Okay. So you're being treated by a rheumatologist. That's a specialist. First, you become an internist, which is a specialist in adult care medicine, and then you subspecialize in rheumatology, which is an area of practice that involves problems with the joints or autoimmune disease. That's where the immune system, we have this immune system in our body, Oscar. It's supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and bugs, and sometimes this immune system, often it's affected by our genetics, it can start attacking our own body thinking that it's a foreign body when it's not. When the immune system inappropriately attacks the joints of the body, we call this rheumatoid arthritis. Arthritis where it's just due to the joints wearing out over time that affects just about all of us as we get older. That's called osteoarthritis. So osteoarthritis is a problem of joints that usually occurs as we get much older. Rheumatoid arthritis is a problem often much younger in age where the immune system just goes haywire. One of the possible treatments for this is various types of medications. We usually start off with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These are things like Advil and Motrin. Sometimes you step it up and you go to steroids. With rheumatoid arthritis, you usually just go with the gentlest, simplest drugs. If they don't work, you go to the next level until you use the most powerful. And the most powerful, as you're pointing out, often have the most concerning side effects. The next group that we often go to are the so-called disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. And here is an example, which includes the methotrexate, Plaquenil, acylfadine. And it looks like your doctor is trying to go to the second level of drugs. After these drugs as a choice don't work, then we go to the immunosuppressants, which are things like Imuran, Gengraft, Neural, and then the newest class, which is amazingly effective for some of the so-called TNF-alpha inhibitors. And these are things like Enbrel, Remicade, Humira, and these are some of the really state-of-the-art drugs. If you're uneasy about the choices that were given to you, Oscar, I would get a second opinion with a rheumatologist. This is a complex area. You want a rheumatologist with a lot of experience in rheumatoid arthritis, and this has to be tailored to you directly. My advice to you, Oscar, is go get a second opinion with another rheumatologist so you get some peace of mind. Next, we're going to be talking about how increasing skirt size is linked to breast cancer risk on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Dr. Ken at your side, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Be glad to answer any healthcare questions you have. 1-888-553-7536. Give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Have you been to the doctor recently? You probably were in the parking lot before you knew it with many of your questions unanswered. And if that happened, I'd love to help you. 1-888-55-DRKEN. We talked about preventing heart attacks. Well, for women, breast cancer is their second biggest concern, because actually for women, their biggest risk to good health is a heart attack. But one of their biggest concerns is about breast cancer. And there's a fascinating study out this week in the BMJ Open Journal, the British Medical Journal Open. It's about the link between increasing skirt size and the breast cancer risk. So if you want to minimize your chances, women, of developing breast cancer, staying the same skirt size over the years might help, according to this research study. An increase of one size every 10 years between age 25 and postmenopausal age is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer in postmenopausal women by 33%. And if you think that's something, listen to this. The risk of breast cancer increases 77% if the skirt size goes up two sizes every 10 years from age 25 until past menopause. While risk factors such as family history of breast cancer and use of hormone replacement are linked with an increased risk, increases in skirt size is the strongest predictor. So if you want to keep your risk down of getting breast cancer, just make sure you don't let that dress size go up as you get older. Let's go to Anchorage, Alaska, and welcome Heath. Heath, come on into my medical office on the radio. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
No, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Heath.
Well, I've got a... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How can we help?
I got diagnosed 2 years ago. I went in and had a pulmonary embolism. I got diagnosed with a blood disease called Factor V Leiden. It's just named after a city, I guess, and somewhere in Norway or someplace.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say, isn't it? You have, in medical jargon, what we call a hypercoagulable state, don't you?
Yeah.
And what this means, what this means is that you've been blessed with thick blood. Your blood just clots a lot more easier than the average guy or gal. And this can lead to a lot of complications. People who have this, women who have this, have pregnancy issues that can wreak havoc with a pregnancy. You can get clots in the legs, deep vein thrombosis. These can then travel up to the lungs and get a pulmonary embolism, which can be life-threatening. Tell me how this has affected you, Heath.
It's been tough. You know, I've noticed when I eat stuff that's high in cholesterol, like fatty cheeseburgers, it seems like it gets worse. And then there's days where when you first notice it, I didn't know anything about it, but I had these warm sensations in my leg, like somebody was shooting me with a microwave ray gun. It'd just be warm for about 5 minutes, and I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, 2 years before I got diagnosed, it killed my cousin. She was 3 months pregnant, and I found out her dad was a carrier. My mom's a carrier.
Well, this is a mutation of one of the clotting factors in the blood called factor V. The mutation can increase your chance of developing abnormal blood clots, usually in your veins. And there are treatments for this, and what you have to do is you have to thin the blood. The doctor will usually use an anticoagulant, such as warfarin or coumadin or heparin or low molecular weight heparin. There are some other options now with the novel oral anticoagulants such as Pradaxa, Xarelto are also out there as options. But this needs to be carefully monitored to avoid all of this havoc. Next, second screening may alter the brain and trigger emotional problems. Are you in trouble if you're looking at your smartphone and the television at one time? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere. And it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $2.49.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
One 55 Dr. Ken, come join us. We do have a few lines open. I'd love to help you with any medical problems you have. 1-888-553-7536. We've been talking about a problem of the body that we don't often talk about, the clotting system. When you cut yourself, you want to stop that bleeding. And fortunately, there's two areas of the body that work backing up each other to get that bleeding stopped. There are cells in the blood called platelets, which can form a clot. There's also these proteins that are made in the liver that weave a clot. And fortunately, you have this backup, so if one system is out, the other will work. Sometimes these systems overwork. They clot too easily. There's a problem called factor V Leiden. It's a mutation of one of these clotting factors, these proteins in the blood which weave the clot. It's called factor V. And we're talking to Heath in Anchorage, Alaska, who has factor V Leiden, and the complications of it lead to clotting when you don't want that to happen. Heath, welcome back to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You know, what, some of the risk factors for clotting when you have factor V Leiden: being pregnant, taking birth control pills, taking some medications that treat breast cancer or treat problems of other cancers, being over age 60, being overweight or obese, getting a leg injury, having surgery or other invasive medical procedures, and traveling for more than a few hours, especially by airplane. So people who have these problems where they clot too easily, you really have to make some lifestyle adjustments. You don't want to take a long car or airplane trip. You want to walk around, get up and move. You want to avoid prolonged bed rest, such as during a long illness or paralysis. You want to try your best to avoid injury or surgery. Stay away from oral contraceptives or estrogen replacement therapy. You want to get down to ideal body weight, and definitely do not smoke. Heath, welcome back to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I hope that some of these suggestions with your lifestyle help to keep you on planet Earth a little longer.
Yeah, it does worry me some days.
You know, some days where I have episodes, and even when I'm on my medication, there's been a few times, even on the medication, I still have episodes, and my issues with the medication is, after a while, I feel like I hit the wall as being cognitively thinking, you know, and then again, if I don't take it, you know, it's life-threatening, I kind of feel that way the same way without it, you know, the blood gets thicker, it seems to, and it's just a big juggle. But,
Keith, let me see if I can help. So you're trying to thread that needle, the balance between benefits and risks of your treatment and avoiding adverse effects. What have you been taking so far to try to treat your factor V lead?
My best luck so far, I'm allergic to Coumadin or warfarin, and it's Xyrtol right now. It's the number one to really kind of keep with. I've tried two others. They don't do as well.
Why, when you say you're allergic to Coumadin or warfarin, what does that mean?
I kind of break out in a rash and have, like, allergic reactions, kind of go into, like, I don't want to say a seizure, but just start feeling really strange and feel sick.
That sounds like an allergy to me. And our drug intolerance, definitely. And what other drugs? You said Xarelto you've been tried on?
Yeah, that's what I'm currently on. I've had the best luck with that one so far. But after a while, I just get to where I can't think, you know. And it's just I had difficult days where I think the medication takes over and, you know, but even sometimes, even being on the medication, which so far I've tried seems to be the best, every now and then I still have an episode where, and it didn't happen very often, just every few months. But like you say, I had a leg trauma. I broke my leg, had surgery, and then being a candidate or a hereditary being passed down that gene.
Heath, try not to fight the medication, because I think what you have to do is accept the fact you have a very significant issue, and if you're willing to accept treatment, you will be better. And you also have to accept that you're going to have to adjust your lifestyle if you want to do well with this issue. And this is such a common issue for many people who have chronic illnesses. This is not going to go away. But the moment you start accepting the lifestyle that will optimize your outcome, that's the day Heath is going to get better. Heath in Anchorage, Alaska, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DRKEN 1-888-553-7536. Well, have you ever sat down with your smartphone? This week we hear about the new Apple phones, but many of us enjoy the Androids. Whatever your preference is, have you ever sat down at the couch with your smartphone and had the television in one eye and your smartphone in the other eye and thought that, wow, you're being the most efficient person around? Well, you might be damaging your brain. And I'm not making this up. This was reported this week in a very respectable journal, PLOS One. If you use a second screen, such as a smartphone, while watching TV, while watching television, while surfing the internet and checking social media on a smartphone may actually alter the brain. Multitasking with mobile phones, laptops, TV, and tablets may cause brain damage and trigger depression and emotional problems. So the upshot of this article is really trying to be a little less efficient, because in the long run you may damage your brain and not be able to think and remember things as well. The other thing, you know, I'm a big technology advocate. I love technology. I'll be the first to admit it. I was an early adopter of the smartphone, and you need, though, to make sure that you use it well, because if you use it before you go to bed, it'll damage your sleep. And I'm not making this up. There's so many good studies that have been reported over and over in large groups. You need to not take the smartphone to bed. You need to try to turn it off even an hour before you go to bed. And the news this week is that you really don't want to multitask with the multiple screens, a smartphone and another screen in the background, because it seems that it really can mess up your brain. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, if you have any thoughts about using technology safely, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-888-553-7536. There was also a report this week in the New England Journal of Medicine about what's the best way to treat varicose veins. And this has always been a great controversy, because when treating varicose veins, we have three different types of treatments, options that can be used. You can close off the vein with a laser, you can inject a drug foam into the vein, or you can surgically remove the vein. Varicose veins, most of us get them as we grow older. Look at your legs real carefully, and you may be able to see some bluing of the skin. You may feel them getting closer to the skin. What happens over time, you know, the veins have a real hard time. There's two-way traffic in the legs. The heart pumps the blood down to the toes and the arteries, and that's really an easy journey because gravity pulls it down. But the blood has to get back up against gravity in the veins, and that's a much harder journey going uphill. The way it works is by you flexing and extending at the knee and the hip, you create energy to push it, to pump it back against gravity. But if you get overweight or you get pregnant, your blood pressure's up, you're on your feet too much, just the extra weight against these veins will make them pop out, will make them not function well. And usually varicosities, varicose veins, are nothing more than a cosmetic issue. When they get pretty severe, they can sometimes cause some symptoms. And unless they are causing symptoms, we don't treat them unless the cosmetic issues become a concern. But there are these vein specialists now that are treating them. And the news this week out of the New England Journal of Medicine, if you're considering getting your varicose veins treated, the way you want to go is with the laser therapy. That's the best option. It's superior to the drug foam injection into the vein or to surgical removing the vein. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, taking all your calls, and next we'll be talking about this respiratory illness that is spreading to more than half of America on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
It's the Living Courageously Radio Minute, a daily minute program to show you that you can face anything. Just do it afraid. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Courage is contagious. It may start in one area of your life and then spread to all areas. I think the first truly courageous act I did was to finally decide that with God's help, I could overcome my painfully horrible past. I decided to stop being a victim and to stop feeling sorry for myself. Yes, I still had to choose it each time I needed it, but once I had tasted courage, I couldn't stomach fear anymore. Why would anyone choose to live a weak, timid, impotent life after they have experienced the benefits of courage? Usually they won't. They will go from courage to courage and do great things for the glory and honor of God.
For more information and insight on how you can live courageously and face anything, please visit joycemeyer.org. Living Courageously is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. Fear affects all of our ability to live fully, holding us back from what enriches our lives and the lives of others. Blending personal insight and inspiring scripture, Joyce Meyer will teach you how to employ strength from God to conquer fear, reach your potential, and start living life to the fullest. Living Courageously, it's the latest book from New York Times best-selling author, Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support My Eastley Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Dr. Ken Crownhouse, bringing you an update on all the health news, answering all your health care questions from head to toe. Lines are open at 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55. Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. We talked before about the breaking news out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, how 80% of heart attacks can be prevented. Well, I get in the office each week, the biggest concern is about getting Alzheimer's, and there's a very encouraging report from the World Alzheimer's Report that came out last week, how to adjust your lifestyle to lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. And what they report from all the studies is that managing diabetes, quitting smoking, controlling high blood pressure, exercising and maintaining a healthy weight, and having a good education coupled with challenging your brain to ensure it is kept active can reduce the risk for dementia even late in life. Probably one of the best exercises you can do for your brain is learning a second language. If you have any concern that your brain is just not as sharp as it was in the past, maybe you're having trouble thinking, maybe you're having trouble remembering, and you don't think you've gone off the edge and are dealing with dementia yet, but you want to do whatever you can to delay or avoid that, my advice is, and you don't even have to get good at it, just try to learn a second language. Do it with some friends, your family. It'll benefit everybody. Language is probably one of the most complex things the brain does, and if you even go through the effort of trying to learn a language, and the studies show you don't have to get good at the language, you don't even have to be effective at the language. It's the act of trying to learn the language that actually keeps the brain sharp. 1-888-55-DRKEN. I want to just mention that we are seeing this enterovirus more and more. This enterovirus, the special one this week, the D68, that's the one that everybody's concerned about. Enteroviruses are very common, especially in the fall and winter months. About 10 to 15 million infections occur each year in America. But this special type of enterovirus, the enterovirus D68, appears to be worsening the breathing problems in children with asthma. These viruses usually present like the common cold. Symptoms include sneezing, a runny nose, and cough. Most people will recover without any treatment, but if your child appears to be having trouble breathing, take him or her to a doctor right away. Enterovirus, it's been confirmed in more than half of the American states and Canada. It sickens your child, so it's very important that you get care quickly. As of this past week, 175 people in 27 states have been diagnosed, and the key is just watching for symptoms, especially in asthmatic children. If you have any doubt, call your doctor, because the problem with this virus is that too many kids are ending up in intensive care, and this can be a really serious problem if you don't get to it quickly. Next, we're going to be talking about how the spice turmeric can be linked to brain growth and actually help ward off dementia.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My heart. Dr. Ken, taking all your calls. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We'll get to Ebola. It seems like there's an update to try to reassure everybody. But let's go out to, I believe, Sullivan, Missouri, and welcome Dorothy. Dorothy, to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
I had a very severe seizure in February and was put on Keppra. And I first took Dilantin and they changed it to Keppra and the side effects were so severe. And now the neurologist says it's my heart causing the weakness and the shortness of breath. She said that men have pain, but women have shortness of breath and weakness when their heart is bad. I had all the tests for my heart, and they say it's normal, but I still have this terrible weakness and shortness of breath.
Well, let's talk about your symptoms, Dorothy. Men, when they get circulation problems to the heart, their most common symptom is chest discomfort, and then shortness of breath, and then fatigue. When women have blockages in the circulation to the heart, and that's the roadway to getting a heart attack, permanent damage to the heart muscle, women most commonly have it the other way around. They get fatigue, unexplained fatigue. They have shortness of breath. And then least common of all these three symptoms, they have chest discomfort. But you're on a seizure medicine called Keppra. And I guess your concern is whether the Keppra is causing your problems. And let's talk a little bit about some of the adverse reactions that are significant for Keppra. In more than 10% of people, Dorothy, this seizure medicine can cause effects on the heart. It increases the blood pressure. And I don't know if you're having an issue with that. The other areas of the cardiovascular system that it can cause. It can actually cause some facial swelling. This is less common than the increase in blood pressure, but nevertheless, this does occur. Are you having any facial swelling?
No, and I haven't had any high blood pressure either.
Okay. Well, then maybe your doctor is correct that this is not related to the medication, and I would certainly want to get your heart checked. Do you have any history of diabetes, high blood pressure, otherwise, high cholesterol, smoking, or a family history of heart trouble?
I do have high cholesterol.
So, Dorothy, if I understand your question correctly, you were thinking that your symptoms of fatigue and shortness of breath are related to the medication. Is that correct?
I was thinking that.
Okay. Well, what I would want to do is I would want to get some effort here at looking at some of the other causes of your symptoms, and I think your internist is on the right track. At your age, if you're having fatigue and shortness of breath, I would definitely want to get your heart checked out, and then you can look at all the other causes of shortness of breath. There are lung issues besides the heart. I don't know if your height is a little short for your weight. Definitely obesity can be a cause of shortness of breath also. And then fatigue. There's so many different reasons why people get fatigued, but I would eliminate the heart with that combination. But then you want to make sure you're not anemic, your potassium's not low, your thyroid's not low. All these things can be low. Your heart rate, your blood pressure, and also you want to make sure that your spirits are good. Dorothy, in Sullivan, Missouri, your next step is getting back to your internist and making sure that these other medical issues are not an issue before you start blaming the medication, because I don't want you to have another seizure. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. The Ebola virus, it doesn't, a day doesn't go by, you don't see something in the news about it. The people at biggest risk for having Ebola are healthcare workers, because this doesn't get airborne. This gets spread by direct contact with the bodily fluids, urine, saliva, feces, vomit, and semen. So it's very unlikely that any of us are going to get Ebola unless this thing goes airborne, which it would have to take a lot of mutations. But the news this week is that it does continue to spread, and hopefully this can be walled off and education can occur to make sure people don't spread this. Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.